setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It is about your purpose, and we're going to look at your purpose in your work. How do you do meaningful work? We all long to do something that matters, and life is too short to just look at work as a thing we do to live. Oh, you know, Monday. Here we go. Gonna have to try to make it through this week. Oh, can I do it? Pre-COVID, 80% of the world was unhappy in their work. Life's just too short for that. And we all, at some point, wrestle with the question, why am I here? Well, I can tell you that there's a lot of reasons, but one big reason is to do work that matters to you and to this world. You were created to fill a unique role in and through your work. You are needed. You must do it. And I'm going to help you figure that out. Seven stages to meaningful work. It's a climb. Think of it as your professional pinnacle. Get clear, stage one. Get qualified, stage two. Get connected, stage three. Get started, stage four. Get promoted, stage five. Get the dream job, stage six. And then stage seven, give yourself away. Now that you've gotten that dream job and you're in it, it's now expanding the vision and you're no longer working to move up. You're there. Now it's about truly giving yourself away, giving what you were created to do to make this world a better place. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. It's a toll-free number, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Joe in Crown Point, Indiana. Joe, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you today?
Joe, I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
Well, I guess my question is that, well, I know where I want to go. I know what the mountaintop is.
Good.
And I'm kind of trying to get out of the box, sort of, because I feel like I'm stuck at how to get there.
Okay.
So I feel like my thinking is kind of in this one box, and I can't seem to get out and sort of branch out.
I love it. All right, we're going to take care of that right now. So let's talk about where you want to go. What's the professional pinnacle? What's that dream?
I want to be a professional genealogist.
Okay, professional genealogist. Great. And tell me what you know so far about all the different places, or at least several of the most common places that professional genealogists work in or at.
Well, I would think libraries to begin with. But then also I feel like it's probably a lot of individual work for yourself kind of things, you know, not necessarily at a company or in a firm. I feel like a lot of professional genealogists work for themselves and, you know, not necessarily in some place.
What about these websites? What about these websites that are, I feel like they're everywhere. I feel like there's a couple biggies.
Websites, Ancestry.com is definitely the biggest one.
Are they employing professional genealogists?
They do. However, I've looked at that, and the listings are always in, like, Utah and other places from where I am. And it's not, it doesn't necessarily, well, I guess I'm not sure whether it's a remote thing, if I could do it from where I'm at, because moving is not an option at this point.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, genealogists can also serve in a lot of different positions. So it's almost like saying I'm a professional epidemiologist, but I can serve in different positions. So for instance, I would think that genealogists can become lecturers, they're teachers, archivists, librarians, writers.
Yes, definitely.
You know, researchers. I think there's a lot of ways to go there. So let's start with where you're stuck. You're going, okay, I don't know how to get there. And right now I'm staying in Crown Point, Indiana. Why are you staying there? And for how long do you feel like you have to be there?
Well, I'm staying here mostly for my family. Most of my family is here. My daughter's in high school. So I maybe when she gets out of high school, moving would be an option.
Okay.
But right now it's not.
Okay. So how many years are we talking about?
She'll actually not too many, like three.
Hello. So yeah. We've got 3 years to get qualified. Okay. Are you fully qualified to be a professional genealogist right now?
No, not yet. I've always been an amateur genealogist. I've been doing it for maybe 15-ish years, kind of on and off, pick it up and start and put it down, you know?
Okay.
So I have the basic skills, but I've also looked into what I need to do to hone those skills. And, I don't necessarily have to be certified to actually offer my services. But I would like to be.
Well, here's where
we know what it's going to take to do that.
All right, perfect. That means, so in my 7 stages to meaningful work, stage 1 is get clear. You know what you want to be. So you're clear. Stage 2 is get qualified. Feels like there's some stuff that you know. There's a list of things that will get you pretty darn qualified, right?
Yes.
All right. So that's where we are. You are in stage 2. You've got to get qualified. Okay. And the good news is we take the pressure off in the sense that there's not a big move coming right now. We've got 3 years because your daughter's in high school before we'd even consider a move to really see all of your options and pursue just about any of those options. And I think you need to be open to that. However, if you choose to say, you know, I want to stay near my family. Well, guess what? Then you have severely limited your options. And so you start looking around your area in Crown Point, Indiana, and go, where would somebody who wants to do what I want to do, where can I do some of that? And that's not going to be hard for you to find, but it is going to limit your universe of options. But
to that point, though, I'm actually very close to Chicago. So there is that
great
option.
News. Perfect news. Great. Okay. But I still want you to be open-minded.
Yes.
That's all I'm challenging you to do. Now, so the next steps are get qualified is stage 2, and then stage 3 is get connected. And so you need to begin to really work the proximity principle. I wrote a book specifically highlighting the path to get where you want to go. You know what you want to do. You just don't know how to get there. Well, a big part of this is the proximity principle, which is about people and places. It says, in order to do what Joe wants to do, professional genealogist, and all the ancillary work that is involved with that, she's got to be around people that are doing that in places where it is happening. That's where opportunities are going to present themselves. So you've got it. That's online. That's in person. And connecting. That's where opportunities are going to present themselves so that you're not just applying cold turkey. Once the right opportunity comes along, we take it. We get started. That's stage 4. And then you just really work and you work hard. You do a good job. So this is not that difficult to figure out, well, how do I get there? Well, we are limited to Chicago right now, the Chicago area, okay? Because you're not willing to move. So right now you're finding opportunities and you're going, okay, based on my current qualifications, do I have some gaps or can I get in entry level? And if I'm you, if you can find an entry level job that pays you what you need to make, but gets you in the field while you're getting that full qualification, that's your next step. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Every day on the Ken Coleman Show, I talk to people who want to switch to a technology career, but they're worried it's going to cost way too much and take too long. Well, now my friends at Bethel Tech take care of all of that. You can get the most in-demand tech skills online and affordably. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to learn how you can save $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition and get a great technology job. betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Again, that's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Continuing to provide clarity and confidence and courage at an alarming rate. Someone's going to come check up on us, Joe. Ken Coleman Show, just giving it away for free. Not asking for it back. It's not a loan. It's a gift. No interest. But boy, oh boy, is there an ROI on clarity, confidence, and courage. You're one phone call away, folks. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Tori's up in Omaha, Nebraska. Tori, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Tori, I am living the dream. I really am. I say that every day, but I want you to know I really am. And it's because I get to talk to you to try to help you out. What's going on?
Well, first of all, this is the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. I told my husband my wedding day doesn't even compare to this.
Oh, stop that. Stop that. You're very nice.
I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. So I'm just going to read off my sheet.
Don't be. That's good. I'm here for you.
I currently work full time, where I have been for the last 3 years. I joined their team when my spouse came back from his last deployment. Mm-hmm. And last year I picked up a part-time job that's in my previous field, and I'm very passionate about it, but it's not the dream job. Mm-hmm. So I've been used to working like 75, 80 hours a week.
Whoa.
And when my spouse went, he's now on his next deployment, and my bosses at my full-time job assured me that they were going to be accommodating and flexible, you know, with pickups and drop-offs and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, that has not been the case at all. They're not happy about me having to be gone sometimes, and I'm losing money for not getting paid, you know, a 40-hour work week.
Right.
And so as of last Monday, I put in my 2 weeks at my office. And so now I'm wondering, is it acceptable for me to work part-time while he's gone, you know, 20 to 30 hours a week? Am I being lazy? Am I crazy? What am I doing?
Well, let me tell you something. I know this about you already. You're not lazy, and you're definitely not crazy. You've been working 80-hour weeks. That's insane. You have little ones?
Yeah, two.
Yeah. And your husband's gone on a deployment for how long?
About 13 months.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, you guys can take, I mean, you going to a part-time job, let's just say you do 30 hours a week, that's not going to hurt you guys financially, correct?
Correct. We're on baby steps 4, 5, and 6, and I'm just gazelle intense about paying off the house.
Yeah, good for you. Yes, but you got two little ones right now. You've been working crazy hours. Now I know why, and I love that. But you guys have already made tremendous progress. You can't keep this up, number one. Physically, yeah. And emotionally. Number two, you were in an unhealthy situation where they weren't cutting you slack. Somebody that works as hard as you work, they're idiots. I'm just going to tell you. They are idiots.
You're going to make me cry.
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to actually make you feel really good about who you are and what you and your husband have done together. And yeah, I think you should do a part-time job where you have no problem with the pickups and drop-offs because you don't need that additional stress at being a single mom right now, because that's what you are. You're a single mom while he's away for 13 months.
Yeah, I've also been finishing my bachelor's degree, and I have one semester left.
You're like a superwoman. I think there are women. There's women all over the world listening to this right now. They're going to listen to it later on the podcast. They're listening to it live, or they're listening to it whenever. And they're going, "What are you eating? What is your secret?"
Lots of coffee, not a lot of sleep, early mornings and late nights.
Yeah, but don't you think you've earned the right to get a good night's sleep and then see those precious babies in the morning and love all over them and kiss them and go to get them, drop them off or whatever, and then pick them up? Because you need them right now. You need them now more than ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad you... I know.
So crazy, and my spouse's civilian job, we actually both work in the criminal justice law enforcement field to add to the mix.
Oh, you have an additional job?
No, my part-time job is, his civilian job when he's here normally, and my job is in the criminal justice field, so.
Oh, I see. So he's in the guard?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you guys are great financially. You've done an incredible job. You need to take a break. You need to chill out. You're going to overheat.
Yeah.
And
Should I pursue a full-time job then when he gets back?
Yeah, sure.
Or what do you think?
Well, you know me. I want you to do what you were created to do. And so if there's a season where you just are part-time, just making some money in what we would call a day job to help with the family's financial goals until those kiddos, you know, get to school full time or whatever, or get a little bit older. Mm-hmm. You can't do it all. Although, if anybody could, Tori, I think it might be you, but I like to tell moms, everybody, you know, like you can have it all, but you can't have it all at once.
Right. I think that's my problem.
It is.
For sure.
You're just an amazing person. You just want to suck the marrow out of life. And I find that to be incredibly inspiring.
But we need
you. The world needs you to not overheat. Those little kiddos need you to not overheat. Your hubs, while he's away doing his duty, he needs you to not overheat. Yes, I'm so glad you quit. And I actually want you to take a week or two and just relax and figure out what you want to do, you know, and then let's do it part-time.
I know. I feel like I've just been going and going and going. And I know you say that burnout, you know, is a symptom of the problem. And I definitely agree. I've just been...
Yeah.
Going, you know, and going. So.
Gosh, when was the last time you went and got a pedi and just let somebody dote all over you?
Like 2 presidential terms ago.
Good gosh. Okay, here's the deal. This is so exciting. I want you to do a spa day sometime in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. I'm serious.
Okay.
Drop the kids off and go. Get a facial, a massage, a mani-pedi, and just relax and sit back. And while these people are doting on you in a spa experience, with your eyes closed and you're being just totally cared for, I want you to think and reflect about all the things you've done and you and your hub's hard work to get to baby steps 4, 5, and 6. And all the work you've done and why you've done it, and to be able to sit and relax in that and soak in that, that's the best thing for you. That is my doctor's orders for you. You understand, Tori?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You are awesome. Wow. What a superwoman. But you know what? We were laughing. Tori and I were having a little bit of fun about, you know, how intense she is and how she's been gazelle intense. And we kind of laughed like, goodness gracious, you need to relax. But you know what is incredible? And she will, by the way. But you know what's incredible is she is a great example, folks. I mean, all of my joking around about how she's superwoman and people want to know what her nutritional situation, you know what it is? That's just sheer, utter passion. Just unadulterated conviction, desire, passion, enthusiasm, whatever you want to call it. You want to talk about laser focus. Woo-hoo-hoo! She's amazing. And you go, I want what she's having. Well, let me tell you what she has. A crystal clear vision of where they wanted to be financially. They want to get out of debt. She wants to pay that house off. You talk about clear vision. That's where conviction comes from. She went from, it could be, she and her husband, to... It should be, and this is my favorite one here, and then it goes from it should be to it must be. That's where momentum sits. Conviction. Passion. This must be. Folks, I hope you get that from Tori. There's nothing you can't accomplish. Nothing will stop you, no matter what delays life throws at you. And it will. Rejection, failure, fear, doubt, pride, they're all going to shoot their arrows at you. But let me tell you something. What keeps you going is an absolute unwavering conviction about something that must be. Oh, it's the game changer. That's where the juice comes from. It must be. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit burstoralcare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. That's burstoralcare.com. Welcome back. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Nashville studios here at Ramsey Solutions Worldwide Headquarters. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. You stuck? Confused? Scared? Dealing with imposter syndrome? This is the show for you. Clarity is a phone call away. You matter too much to stay stuck. Life is too short to just stay in a dead-end job that you have no juice for. 844-747-2577. Stephanie is up next in Sebastian, Florida. Stephanie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on? How can I help?
Yeah, so I'm a recent grad. I graduated last May with a bachelor's in mechanical engineering. And ever since then, I haven't been able to find work, and that's been very stressful. And so I got your book, and I worked through the Clarity Career Guide, mm-hmm. and the answer I got from that didn't seem to match up with what I chose to study.
Uh-oh.
So I'm just kind of...
Sure.
confused about everything.
What did you come up with? Because really, the Career Clarity Guide is just it's like a free kind of a basic level one guide at kencoleman.com that walks you through the sweet spot exercise. It helps you identify what you do best, talent, hard skills, soft skills, what work you love to do, that's passion, and what results matter deeply to you, mission. And then we see how those all come together. We go, where in the marketplace can I do that? So what'd you come up with?
Okay, I can read you my sentence that I came up with.
Great.
I want to use my talents of empathy, creativity, and curiosity, and my top passions of inventing/creating and connecting to provide dignity to people who've felt insecure or lower class, the work I love to do.
Wow, that's really good. That's really, really good. That's powerful. So when you just listed out those people in the mission, and that's really the people you want to help, the problem you want to solve, the solution you want to provide, tell me more about those people. Where are they? Who's serving them?
Those people are people who maybe struggle with mental health or people who are considered second class. I'm not sure exactly where they are.
Okay. So I understand the mental health stuff, but what is behind the whole, they're considered second class? What, give me a little bit more.
That'll probably be more related to maybe students who've dealt with bullying or mm-hmm. felt like they've been put down and don't, or overlooked, et cetera, et cetera.
I love it. All right, so how would you help them? Don't get all hung up in job title and where that is. Just what would you do? Because you just did a wonderful job of laying out the talent that you would use and mm-hmm. the type of work. So how would you help them? What would be your role working with them?
I have a strength in connecting with mm-hmm. people. It comes naturally to me.
Yeah.
So I like to connect and affirm.
Yeah.
People where they're at and not being afraid to, you know, face hard truths or face the hard things.
Yeah.
So sounds very abstract.
Sounds like a counseling position. Sounds like essentially whether it's the, let's just say it's the role you would fill, the role of counselor, the role of guide. Does that sound about mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, who is that? Is it high schoolers? Is it adults? What's that demographic that your heart most longs to connect with?
Probably young adults, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Young adults, yeah.
Yeah. So do you see yourself in that counseling role where you're counseling those folks? You're helping them with their mental health, anxiety, depression. It all comes from all that crap we described, because that's real.
Yeah, it is real. I'm not sure. I've never ever considered a job in that field.
No, I know. And, but my point is that's what you want to do. That's what your purpose is. Your purpose sentence pointing directly to some type of, it could be a mentoring role, may not be direct clinical counseling. You know, maybe it's you're working for an organization, whether that be nonprofit, government, religious, you know, you got to figure out who's helping these people, who's interacting and confronting this stuff, because somebody is. So, you right. know, do you find, I mean, you know, do you, that's all you've got to figure out. So I'm not trying to push you towards counseling, but you've got to go, you've got to find out what are the professional occupations that allow you to connect with and encourage and equip my words, but I think that's what you're saying. Connect, encourage, and equip people that are dealing with some mental health stuff, you know, just low self-esteem because of how they've been treated. Maybe they struggled in school and they were made fun of or they felt ostracized. I mean, that's a lot of people. And so that's the fields are full for you to go harvest. You understand what I'm saying? So where can you do that? That's your focus. And that's not hard to find. You agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so just because you haven't thought of it before, it doesn't matter. I think that's what makes your heart swell. If you could do that all day, every day, am I right or wrong?
Yeah, that would be really fun.
Of course. And that comes from your own personal pain, I'm guessing?
Yes, in my experience.
Yeah. See, that's huge. See, that redeems all of the crap you went through.
Yeah.
Because you learned how to survive it. You learned how to heal. And now you want to hand that out to somebody else. So again, I'm not going to pigeonhole you into counseling, but it's some type of mentoring, counseling, coaching, something. And so now you go, where are those people? Where are those people going to for help? I've got to show up there. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's what's next. I got to go find who's helping those people all around the country or in Sebastian, Florida, or wherever. The world is your oyster, Stephanie. Okay? And so now we go, let me do research. What positions are they hiring? Okay? Now we go, what are the qualifications? That's stage two. I think you're really clear on what you want to do and why you want to do it. That's stage one. You're ready to step into stage two and getting qualified. You know, you may not need to go get a degree. Maybe you do. If you want to do counseling, you are going to need some additional education there. But get absolutely clear on what you must have, how much that's going to cost you based on your financial reality, how long is that going to take. And if you got to work a day job or two day jobs because you're young, your whole life's in front of you, then you go bust it and you save up, you cash flow your way through it, and eventually you get there because your heart longs to help those folks who have been rejected, they are dejected, they have mental health stuff they're dealing with because of the pain and the struggle they went through, and you uniquely understand it, and you're equipped to be able to help them. And so I get qualified, and then I get connected, and then I get started. That's stage 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's your path. And once you get in, then you're going to be getting promoted eventually. And then we work our way up to that dream job. And Stephanie, you can do this. You must do this. You know, when I start the show every day and I say, you were created to fill a unique role, you are needed, you must do it. Do you understand that last part of that phrase, you must do it? Do you understand why I say that?
Yeah, it's because if I don't do it and I finish my life, it'll be a huge regret.
Absolutely. But it's not even just about the regret. It's about the impact you can have because you went through a very tough journey. And you didn't go through that on accident. You went through that because it was your story. And now you're through it and you're on the other side and you can help people because of your story. It's the next chapter. You are uniquely equipped, not just because of your talent and your passion, but because of the mission that you want to see. Go do it. Somebody out there needs you, Stephanie, big time. Could be life-changing. This is The Ken Coleman Show. bringing purpose and hope and clarity and confidence and courage to talk radio. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Different kind of talk radio. We're not talking politics. We're talking purpose, because we don't need to look to any politician to A, discover our purpose, and B, fulfill it. We just don't. So that's good news. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Martin in Ohio. Martin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I love you and Dave's radio station. I listen to you guys all the time, so I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So my question is, I work for a large logistics company. I work in like a warehouse role, but want to eventually someday get into the transportation side. My question is, I don't know how to get from where I am to where I want to be.
Good.
I've been working for this. Go ahead.
Well, here's what I want to know. Describe in more detail. I know you're in a warehouse role right now. Describe in more detail that transportation job. What are you doing, and where can you do it?
Yes. So I love the company I work for. Right now I'm in like a supervisor role and want to eventually get into a position where I'm talking with the businesses and talking with the customers and trying to get things from point A to point B. So that's what I'm eventually trying to do.
Same company?
Same company, yes.
Okay, so more of a logistics as it relates to delivering. When you say transportation, is that what you mean?
Yes, like booking the vehicles, booking the flights, the ships, that side of it. Now,
good.
The company I work for is very large, so the area that I work in right now, it's like a different branch from the branch I would like to work for in the future.
Got it. Okay, good. But here's the good news. You are a valued employee there to the point that they've put you in a leadership position. So that's a great place to start from, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to get in from the outside, even though it's crossing a division. So where we go with this is the proximity principle. In order to do what Martin wants to do, he's got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. Well, the good news is you're in the company. So now we've got to start to make connections with people that work in that transportation division. Make sense?
Yes.
Do you know anybody? I think you already answered this, but do you know anybody currently that works in that division?
Not specifically in that position. I have been reaching out on like LinkedIn a lot and trying to get advice on how to transition.
LinkedIn is only good for information.
Okay.
So as it relates to you finding people that work in this big giant company, where is that division at? Is it in a different state, different city, or is it in the same place?
They're all throughout the United States and the world. The one that would be closest to me is probably like an hour away, hour and a half away.
Okay, but are you at the world headquarters or are you at a branch?
I'm just at a branch.
Okay. So here's the deal. How many people do you actually know personally in your own branch?
Probably 50.
Okay. Have you talked to all 50 of those people and connect with them to say, hey, do any of you have a friend or colleague that works in the transportation side of things?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, let's start with that, number one. Do you understand?
Okay.
It's like, hey, who do I know in my company that actually knows somebody that works over there? Because what we want to start doing is making those connections relationally. At first, just to say, hey, do you know the supervisor over there? Do you know somebody in that? Because you want to just get in. And so the point is that you're already in the big company. That's good news. But at some point, you've got to get comfortable potentially talking to your leader and saying to your leader, hey, I would like to move divisions. Now, if you're uncomfortable doing that because it's not a healthy relationship and that leader's not very healthy, then you can still maneuver around that. But you have to consider that. Okay.
Okay.
So we begin to just see, who do I know that knows somebody that works over in that division? It doesn't matter where they are in the world. They're just in that division. And now those people become contacts for you. And they can give you the lay of the land. You understand? So it takes a lot of the fear away and a lot of the unknowns. Because as you see positions that open within the company over there, and now you know, oh, I've connected with these people. They could tell me who the hiring manager is over there and maybe put in a good word for me. Okay. But yeah. Here's the other thing. At some point, you just have to know all the different types of positions that you would be willing to take to get in over there. Okay. To get in. Mm-hmm. Can I move from my current position to the position I ultimately want, or will there need to be some more experience and maybe some more certifications or qualifications or whatever that is? If that's the case, then we work towards that. And again, when's the right time to move over there? Well, you'll know based on what you need to do to get qualified, but start the connection process now. Don't overthink this.
And that's kind of like the holdup right now for me, because I have been applying for positions in that branch, is that I don't have the experience yet. I've been working for the company for like 2.5, almost 3 years now, and I still lack some of the experience.
So how do you get that? So hold on. How do you get that experience?
That's why I was kind of calling, because I was thinking it'd be like probably the worst thing to get like a part-time job in that experience while working for this company, or
no, no, because here's what it boils down to. Ideally, you would be able to list out for me 2 or 3 things that you need to do to get the experience, because you're applying for something you're not qualified for. So you got to prove to your company, I now went and got this experience. So what is it? And are they going, well, you need this experience. You need 1 year's experience doing blank, 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 and blank. So go figure out a way to get that experience. And yes, okay. If it's a part-time job, yeah, do it. Absolutely. So, or here's another thing. Don't assume that you got to go externally to get the experience, because there's probably some entry-level stuff in your existing company that if you go get that gig, that gets you the experience. So then the question becomes, is that a step backward financially? Can I afford to do that? Or could I tighten up and do that? Now I'm in the division and I'm in the entry level, knowing that now I'm on the ladder and I can just keep climbing.
Okay.
You see where I'm going with that?
That helps out a lot. Yes.
Yeah. Look, dude, here's the deal. What is the experience that you need? You need to know it cold. Like, you need to be able to wake up in the middle of the night and recite, this is the experience that I'm needing. Can I get it in my current company? Then look for that opportunity to do that. If not, go get it somewhere else. Go get some additional training and certification. Then you show them, hey, I got everything. This is what I want to do. So this is not going to be that difficult for you, but you've got to start building relationships over in that division now. Those are going to come help you. I want you to hang on the line. I'm going to give you my book, The Proximity Principle, whatever format you want, because it was written for somebody like you. You know where you want to go, but you're not quite sure how to get there. This is a deep dive that explains the people and places, because that's the formula. The right people plus the right places equals opportunity. The right people plus the right places, it's like showing up at a train station. If I show up at a train station and I don't even have a reservation, Joe, but if I show up to the train station and I'm patient to stay in the train station, well, I'll be able to get a ticket and I'll be able to catch my train. We overthink this sometimes. And so the book is a marvelous, marvelous guide. It's got 3 sections to it: people, places, practices. You can get all 3 formats of the book for 1 price. For those of you out there who go, kid, I know where I want to go. I don't know how to get there. That's why I wrote the book. It's the #1 bestseller, still selling like crazy. It's the proven plan that'll lead to the career you love. And I break down the people and the places and the practices that will help you get where you want to go. All 3 formats: hard copy, audio, ebook, all 1 price, 3 books, 1 price, $25, KenColeman.com. Go get it. I'm taking all the mystery and the mythical journey out of this. Clear steps. And I'm telling you, folks, when you get around people that are doing what you want to do and get in places where it's happening, you just can't help but get opportunity. When I'm in the right place, now I'm positioned for the right time to happen. But if I'm not in the right place, guess what? The right time cannot and will not happen. My time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want to remind you that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.